Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus Christ a hand. Come on, somebody. Let's give our Lord and Savior a hand, for he's worthy. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for my salvation and also for this beautiful ministry called Victory Outreach. Amen. I also want to thank God for our pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, for answering the call as well, for the honor and privilege to share this evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to continue on with the theme, A Time to Recognize Jesus. Amen. If you're taking notes this evening, I titled this message, A Time to Recognize Jesus Through Death. Come on, somebody. If you could turn your Bibles, I'm going to probably pronounce this word incorrectly, the book of Ecclesiastes. I said it wrong. I'm going to get it. Chapter 3. I'm going to read 2 verses. Very important verses. A time to recognize Jesus through death. It's very important that we recognize Jesus in everything. When it comes to death, that's it. Once a person leaves earth, that's it. There's no more opportunity to recognize Jesus. Amen. Let's get to the word this evening. Let's read chapter 3, starting at verse 1. I'm reading out of New Living Translation. The Bible reads, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." Verse 2 reads, "A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest." Amen. Let's go before the Lord and let's pray. Those that's logged on right there where you at, can you bow your heads and join us as we open up in prayer? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, I want to thank you, Master, for this opportunity, Lord God, to share your word this evening, Lord God. And I just pray that you will speak to your people, Lord God. Let what you speak tonight, Lord God, land on good fertile ground. Let it also land on open hearts and open minds, Lord God. And I pray that we continue, Lord God, to recognize you, Lord God, through our life, Lord God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, pray, and the church of God says,
amen.
Amen. I want to reread the opening scripture again. It says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, and a time to plant and a time to harvest." Amen. This book was written by King Solomon. Amen. We all know King Solomon. He was the wisest man that ever lived on this earth. Amen. He had a lot of wealth, a lot of things. Amen. And this book, he wrote this book to spare future generation that was coming after him the bitterness of learning through our own experiences in this era of life and death. Without God, it's meaningless. Amen. And in this portion of scripture, the Bible tells us there's a time for everything. Amen. And there's a season for every activity under heaven. Amen. And in this season that we're in, you know, we're going through a lot that's taking place. You know, the COVID-19, so much taking place. Amen. Yesterday, we was able to celebrate the life of one of our sisters that went to be with the Lord. Amen. Angela Schilling. Amen. And through all that's taking place in this world right now, and I believe this is the time more than ever to recognize Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen, somebody? Now, in this portion of scripture, it's funny when I was studying it that the first thing that it mentioned is a time to be born and a time to die. Amen. And that's true. We all been born, of course, that we're here tonight, and one day we all will die. Amen. But there's also something that we got to be more concerned about, is the in-between time, the time that we have while we're here on earth. Amen. And a lot of times what we're doing here on earth is not of our concern. A lot of us didn't grow up in the church. I wasn't always saved. I didn't care about where I would go and spend eternal life at. I didn't care about that. But until God stepped into my life and opened my eyes and he allowed me to realize that it's very important that we make right decisions with the limited time we have on earth. Can I get an amen, somebody? Yeah. The period of time we have before we die, I call it the in-between life and death period. Amen. And before we got saved, that time that we had before we got saved, we didn't care about it. We did anything under the sun. Some of us was on drugs and we used alcohol. We did so many things. Amen. But how many of us is grateful for the mercy and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? Come on, somebody. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, somebody. Because of faithful people that went before us, you and I are able to enjoy this blessing that we have this evening. Okay, good amen, somebody. Now, when it comes to life, we don't have decisions over a lot of things. Amen. Like, For example, to how tall we are. God didn't give us the control over that. Amen. How we look, where we grew up at. Those things was out of our control. We don't have no say in those things. Amen. And there's many other things that are out of our control. Amen. But there's two things I have in my notes that God gives us control over. Amen. The first thing is who we will live for while we're here on earth, whether God or Satan. We had that choice, and we had to make that choice on a daily basis. Amen. And the second thing we have control over is where we will spend our eternal life at, heaven or hell. Amen. So those two choices outweigh everything else. How we grew up, how we was raised, that don't matter. Amen. The best choice we have is who we gonna serve. Amen. And God is a God that gives us free will. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force none of us to make that decision. He's going to give us every opportunity he can to allow us to have that position. Amen. To make that decision, I just say. Amen. That's why it's very important to take the time we have to recognize what the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do within our lives. Amen. It's not a time to make all the money in the world. Come on, somebody. Like Pastor Felipe would say, Netflix and chill and all this stuff that we focus on. It's a time to recognize Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, working is all that. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. The Bible said a man that don't work, he doesn't eat. Amen. But we can't neglect recognizing Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Amen. Because once we leave earth, that's it. You know, all our chances that we have to recognize Jesus will come to an end. Amen. And the Bible tells us that God is a just God, and he has to hold us accountable for what we do here on earth. Amen. And I believe for us to truly understand death, I believe we have to gain a biblical perspective on the matter. Amen. Before I got saved, I didn't know anything about church and Jesus Christ. And I would go to funerals, and I would always ask myself, where are the persons at now that they're dead? You know, and then know that I will be where I'm at tonight, and I'm very grateful. Amen. And all of us one day will be at our own funeral. Amen. And when that time comes, like I said, the decision that we made before we died and left earth, we be held accountable for that. Amen. That's why it's very important that we make wise decisions, not only based on how we feel, but based on the word of God. Amen. Now let's go back to the opening scripture, and I want to pull something from that opening scripture. Amen. There's a few words in there that I looked up the definition for. Amen. It says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. Now that word time, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest. I looked at the word time in the dictionary. The time, it simply means duration, while, spell, season, interval, interim, and lapse. Amen. So other words, the time that we have here on earth is just a season. Amen. It could be a season of 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 80 years. That's in the hands of God. Amen. But we have to understand the season that we're living in, the decision that we make, the path that we choose is very vital on the outcome of our life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend the time that God has given me wasting on things that's not going to glorify his name. Amen. I did that for many years before I got saved. Amen. I believe I did it even in Christ, you know, working and coming to church, being faithful. But God wants us to become not just faithful people, but people that are fruitful, that's building his kingdom. Amen. That's discipling people, that's working with people, that's bringing others along the way on our journey with God. Amen. God wants to use this time or season that we're in to glorify his name. Amen. Through this COVID-19 virus, we lost a lot of people's life. You know, a lot of people has died and they went away. Some went to heaven, some went to hell. Amen. And we all know that Jesus Christ is the answer. Amen. But there's a lot of people that don't know that truth. Amen. And God's going to hold us accountable for what we're doing. Not only during this time, but time after that. Amen. That's why we got to get serious with the things of God. Amen. We got to go beyond coming to church, logging on to Facebook Live. All those things is good, but God wants to use us for a greater work than just coming to church. Can I get an amen, somebody? I looked at the word death in the dictionary as well, and it means cessation. That's just a fancy word for the act of stopping something. And this meaning of physical or spiritual death, physical life, excuse me, personification and consequences of evil. Amen. So other words, death is the consequences of the disobedience of our first father and mother, Adam and Eve. Amen. unfortunately, because of their disobedience, we had to die physically. Amen. The choices that we make is very important, because if we don't make choices that's according to God's word, we could bring death. We could bring to death our consequences of evil. Amen. So, in other words, because of what Adam and Eve did, we're going to die and go to hell. But because of our faith in Jesus Christ, making right choices, the death, eternal life in hell could pass us by. Amen. It's not by coincidence that you see yourself here in church tonight or logging on to Facebook Live. It's a divine appointment of God. And God is trying to do something within our lives. He's trying to keep us from going to hell. Amen. He's doing all that he can to keep you and I from suffering in this world in the limited time that we have. And he's trying his hardest to keep us from going to hell. But we have to make decisions on a daily basis that will help us to do that. Amen. See, we have to understand God is a God of order. Amen. When we don't be obedient to God's word, his hands are tied. And he's for us to have judgment upon our lives. Amen. He cannot turn away from that. If we don't do our part in making the right choices every day, eventually, if we die in our sin and our disobedience, he had to judge us. Amen. If our choices are fleshy, in other words, they go against the Bible, we would keep the consequences of sin alive on a daily basis. Amen. I don't know about you, but getting saved and realizing that, man, I was going to hell, and now that I know the truth and do the opposite, man, shame on me. Amen. We can't be making dumb decisions. Amen. The Bible tells us that tomorrow is not promised. We don't know if we're going to wake up to see tomorrow. Amen. But if we woke up and we live in today, let's seize the opportunity to glorify God and to do the right things. Can I get an amen, somebody? If you could turn to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Verse 23, the Bible reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. See, God has to judge us. If we're not doing right, if we're not allowing Jesus Christ to be in control of our lives, the wages of sin is death. It's that simple. Our consequences await. We have to understand that. For us that's here in the church, those that's in the home, wherever you find yourself at this evening, just know God is trying to reach your life for a purpose. He wants to bring meaning to your life. Amen. Being saved and set free is done with a purpose in mind. Amen. And God wants that purpose to come to pass, but it's up to us to make the right choice on a daily basis. Amen. Now, if you could turn me to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Very familiar portion of scripture deals with the area of reaping and sowing. Amen. That's why we're very careful our decision that we make. Like the Bible said, we reap what we sow. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9. The Bible reads, "Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit." Amen. I have here in my notes, it says, our choices that we make on a daily basis are also seed that we plant. Amen. If we plant good seed through our giving, amen, through studying and reading God's word and being obedient, we're gonna reap a harvest of blessings. Amen. The Bible says that. But if we're doing the opposite, just coming to church, hearing the word of God and not applying the word, not giving, not praying, not seeking the face of God, we're not gonna get a harvest that we want. Amen. I also have it, and we reap what we sow. It's a natural law, you know. Anything we do, like in the scripture, it talks about planting a seed. If you plant an apple, you're going to get an apple. Amen. An orange, you're going to get an orange, so forth. Amen. We must be very careful when planting our seeds, or in other words, in the choices that we make. Amen. We got to be very careful. If we're in the home, stay in position. God brought us there for a reason. Amen. Don't get antsy. That's the enemy's, that's one of his tactics, to get us and rushing into things, hoping that we fall dead in sin so that he can have our life eternally speaking. Amen. That's why it's very important that we recognize Jesus in everything that we do and allow him to be in control, because he knows what he's doing. Amen. I know for a fact, I don't know nothing about leading my life. Amen. I ain't doing nothing right without God in my life. Can I get an amen, somebody? So I know it's best for me to stay in position, amen, and to go through what I'm going through, because I know the outcome is in my favor. Praise the Lord. It's a time to recognize Jesus like never before. I really believe that. Amen. I believe things are going to get worse. It's biblical, you know, and we in the best position in our lives to be in the house of God. Amen. To have the hand of God within our lives. But we got to make that decision every day to stay in position. And it gets hard, sovereign God. We know that. Amen. But we got to understand that what we're doing is for a purpose, for a greater purpose than the things that we see in this world. Amen. If we, when we choose to follow Jesus daily, he will give you and I the blessings of having what we got, what we get without him, which is eternal life in hell passing us by. Like I said, that's a blessing. Because none of us deserve to be set free, sitting here in our right minds, amen. All of us deserve to be in a place called hell, amen. But through God's grace, through his mercy, we are able to be where we at tonight. And that's something that we shouldn't take lightly, amen. And it's changed because we are saved and set free. We also got to learn how to die to ourselves. Come on, somebody. Dying to ourselves, it may seem hard, but dying to ourselves and the things of God is far more better than dying in sin. Come on, somebody. Serving God is always a challenge. We always got to die to ourselves. And I tell myself, I could die to myself and serve God, or I could go back out there and die in sin and be separated from God for eternal life. Amen. I have it in my notes also. It says, we must understand the purpose of the enemy. You know, when it comes to serving God, the enemy knows that we are powerful. We are a powerful vessel that God could use. And he's always tempting us. He's always trying to draw us out of the position of God. He's always trying to get us from recognizing him, Jesus, to recognizing him. That's why it's very important that our spiritual disciplines is very strong within our daily life. Praying, seeking the face of God, getting into the prayer closet and praying and reading your word and doing these things, because these things give us strength and ability to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Okay, get an amen, somebody. See, the purpose of the enemy is to get you and I to get ahead of the plan of God in hopes that we die in our sin. The enemy wants us to speed up the process. Amen. I know what it means to get ahead of God and to gain things that wasn't God's time, and a job and a car and all those things. And by doing that, we can mess up. Amen. We got to accept the perfect timing of God. Amen. We are in a process. It's just like when you bake a cake. It has to go through a process to become a piece of cake that you can eat. Amen. That's the same thing with you and I. When it comes to serving God, we got to go through a process, and that process, it's a lengthy time. Amen. But we all must know that's very worth it. Amen. We would listen to a powerful message in the car coming home from work. Pastor Tim Margazzoni, you know, Pastor Sonny's son, he was giving a good word, a real powerful word, dealing with the process and the potter's wheel, you know. And during the time that we are in the process, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ and realizing that we deserve death. Amen. That should allow us to stay focused during the process instead of going weary and getting antsy and allowing the enemy to lie to us and deceive us. Amen. Because where I'm at right now, I'm blessed. I'm not bugging. I'm not fighting with myself. I'm not tripping. I may not have a lot of money in the world, but I'm in the best position in my life. I know I'm in the process. Amen. Because I don't deserve to be in this process. I don't. It's only through God's mercy that I'm here tonight. Amen. And we got to get that really sinking into our spirits. It's not about the amount of money you make at a job, because you could have all the money in the world, but if we're not right with God, God's not going to honor that job. That job ain't going to save us. Amen. That job ain't the one that got us set free from alcohol addiction. Come on, somebody. We got to understand that. That's why we got to continue to learn how to recognize Jesus, even through this area called death. Amen. Now, this is a thought that God gave me when I was putting this message together. We know that Satan hates us. You know, the Bible tells us that he hates our guts, and this is true. But I believe Satan loves Victory Outreach International. Amen. That may sound crazy, like, hold on, the enemy loves us? And I believe that because he knows the type of backgrounds we came from. Amen. A lot of us were cocaine addicts, heroin addicts. We did a lot of things that the average Christian don't do. Amen. And he knows how powerful we were for him. Amen. That's why he's constantly throwing darts in our mind to deceive us, to get us out of position. That's why God wants to keep our focus on him. Amen. I have a privilege to be in the home and being head staff. I didn't see that coming, but I know that God wants to use my life. And I tell myself every day, what I'm doing for God is for my benefit. And it's for the benefit of others. Amen. And the enemy is always lying to me, trying to see me, trying to get me to go back in the world. Because he know if I go back in the world, it's a great chance I could die in my sin. And that's the same for all of us. Amen. That's why we got to learn how to recognize Jesus through death. dying to ourselves on a daily basis. Amen. See, the enemy wants to shorten up our time here on earth. He knows this scripture more than any of us here in this building. Amen. He knows that there's a time to die. Amen. And if you could get us back out there in that mess and do some dumb stuff, we could shorten up our time. Amen. Just like the message Pastor Felipe gave last week. Powerful message. Amen. Like he said, we could shorten up our days by doing the wrong things, by making the wrong decisions, by hanging around the wrong crowd. Amen. We wouldn't want to do that. We already were shortening up our days before we came. Come on, somebody. Now that we know the things of God, how much more should we stay focused and continue to allow God to prolong our days of our life? Amen. If you could turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. Hope somebody's getting something from this message this evening. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 21. The Bible reads, "So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, which was Adam, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man, which is Jesus Christ." The Bible continues reads, "Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life." Amen. I have in my notes, and it may sound kind of crazy, but death is actually a good thing. It just all depends who we are dying for. Amen. I never would have realized dying to myself is a good thing. It is. Because dying to myself is keeping me in line with God and his plan and purpose for my life. Amen. When I'm not dying to the things of the Lord, that means I'm dying for the enemy, which means judgment is going to be awaiting upon my life. Amen. As we all know, yesterday we had a funeral for one of our sisters in Christ, and she went home to be with the Lord. Amen. And, you know, it's funerals. You know, there's very interesting place to be when at a funeral. Amen. And before I got saved, I went to a few funerals for family members that passed away. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't like funerals. You know, for example, my grandfather, he had passed away in 2003, excuse me. And a lot of people went. Then there's a lot of people that didn't want to go. And they were saying that they don't like funerals. They don't like being in there, like seeing the way the person look in the casket. And, you know, it's just a sad place to be. You know, when we're not saved, we have the wrong perspective, you know. And when it comes to the funeral now, like yesterday when I was here, God brought a gratefulness to my heart, you know, because I'm in the house of God. And I know that when my time comes, when I get in that casket, I'm going to heaven. Amen. I didn't know that going to my grandfather's funeral all those years ago. I didn't know anything about God, you know. And I believe a lot of people that don't like funerals because they're not living right. It's something about funerals that has a funny way of questioning our life. And no, I do that. I did that when I was in that funeral many years ago. I'm like, man, where is he at? Where I'm going when I leave earth, and when I'm going to be when I'm dead one day. You know, I didn't know at the time, you know. But now that I know where I'm going, it keeps me going. It keeps me focused. It keeps me recognizing Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. Because I didn't see none of this coming. When I first got saved, I just wanted to get saved. I get off the drugs, off the alcohol, and get a good job and get married and go about my life. But little did I know, God has something so much greater than that. Amen. And that's why it's very important that we stay recognizing Jesus, because when we die, God cannot save us any longer. He cannot extend mercy upon our lives any longer. Amen. By that time, we done made our decision, and it's final. Amen. That's why we got to be serious about how we live our lives according to the word of God. Amen. We all got life. We all got jobs, and we busy with the business of life. Amen. But we must not let these things be in front of God. That's idolatry. Amen. And God didn't save us for that. You know, God saved us so much far more greater than that. Amen. When I was saving things of God, I was busy and working two jobs, getting paid good money in the first job. But because I had that mindset, I wanted the house, I wanted the big car, I wanted all those things. And now realizing those things can't come in the timing of God. And those things got me off focus. They got me off from recognizing Jesus Christ to focusing on earthly things. Amen. It's very, very dangerous. I'm very grateful that God redirected me. Now that I'm able to stay focused on him, I'm able to see that the blessing that he wants me to have will come in his time. Amen. That timing of God is not in our control. You know, I'm training myself to not be focused on time. People ask me all the time, when you going to do this? When you going to do that? I'm not worried about that. You ask God for me. He maybe will give you an answer. I'm gaining a biblical perspective when it comes to time, because I know God knows what he's doing. Amen. That's why the Bible says we live by faith and not by what we see. Faith, which means we trust in him to do the right thing. Can I get an amen, somebody? We must now wait until we die, until the casket drops, to question life and to recognize Jesus through this area called death. Amen. It's too late. You know, too many people, you know, they wait to the last minute to do certain things, to get the oil changed on their car or to go to the grocery store, when we had all the time in the world to do these things. And it's just like life and death. We got all the time in the world to focus on Jesus Christ, but we don't do that. Amen. But we must be grateful that he brought us into a place where we can do that. Amen. That's why we must not be just people that come to church and or log on and hear the word. We got to be people that really are truly recognizing Jesus, not only for our lives, but for the lives of others. Can I get an amen, somebody? Now I want to talk about 3 points in the area of death that I think is very important. The first point is, why is death in place in humanity in the first place? Now, I always wonder that, and I have people even ask me, why do we die? Before I was going to say, but I don't know. Even as a young cover, you know, I don't know. But I know now why. Amen. And the second thing is, how can you and I escape death? Amen. There is a way that we can escape death and judgment that's upon the lives of those that's not saved. Amen. And the third point is, what must we do to keep ourselves free from death? Amen. Once we make a choice, we can't just make it one day and that's it. We got to continue making it on a daily basis. Amen. Now let's go to the first point. Why is death in place in humanity in the first place? It's because of sin. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, the fall of man. We all know this story. Amen. The biggest story in history, I believe, besides Jesus Christ. The fall of mankind. Genesis chapter 3. Starting in verse 1, the Bible reads, "The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God has made. One day he asked a woman, which was Eve, 'Did God really say to you, you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?' She said, 'Of course we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden,' the woman replied." The Bible continues to read, "It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God said, you must not eat it or even touch it. If you do, you will die." Now you see what happens when we hang around the wrong people? They get us in trouble. Come on, somebody. The Bible continues to read, "You won't die," the serpent replied to the woman. "God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil." Dirty devil. The Bible continues to read, "The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were open, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves." Sin is the reason why physical death is in place. I'm here in my notes. Disobedience to the Father is the reason why death is in the place in humanity in the first place. Being disobedient is what got this in the world. Amen. And disobedience to God is going to continue to keep that alive within the lives of those who choose to be disobedient. Amen. That's why it's very important that we learn this area of obedience. Then the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, obedience is bearing a sacrifice. We don't have to have the answer. We don't have to understand everything at first. Amen. We just got to know that God is not going to lead us in the wrong direction. Amen. But you and I, we have the opportunity to make a choice to serve God and to have this area called death pass us by. This is why it's important that we recognize Jesus through death. I really believe that Jesus is trying his best to keep people from going to hell. Amen. But he can't make nobody serve him. That's why it's very important we, as the children of God, do our part in preaching the gospel, living that gospel out so that others can have the opportunity as well to serve God. Praise the Lord. Let's get into point number 2. How can you and I escape death? Do a magic trick. No, my friend, not do a magic trick. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. The Bible reads, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. I have it in my notes. By giving our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, it gives you and I the legal right to eternal life in heaven. Amen. Without this legal right or repentance and allowing Jesus Christ to come into our life, God legally cannot give us access to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Knowing this truth should make you and I dying to self easier, because dying and going to hell internally is the ultimate death and the ultimate sacrifice that we don't want to go through. Amen. Hell is a real place. The Bible talks about that place more than heaven. And it's there for a reason, because God wants us to be aware of that horrible place, a place that he didn't create for you and I. Amen. But because God is a just God, and because there's sin in the world, he has to judge people of their actions and decisions they make while they're here on earth. Praise the Lord. Now let's get into the third point. It is, what must we do to keep ourselves free from death? In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, it gives us the answer. It says, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. I think the NIV says he's humbled himself to the point of death. It's the same thing. It's just worded different. So in other words, I have in my notes, obedience to the Lord, not just for a day or two, not just for a small season, until the day we die will keep us from experiencing spiritual death. The Bible said that Jesus was obedient, not for a season, not for an hour, but for this whole life. He died on the cross. The Bible said criminal's death. Amen. That means that he was obedient, even through all the things that he went through, the slandering, the evilness, the talk, the bad talk they did, even what the disciples did to him, all those things he went through, he stayed obedient. Even when he asked the Lord, he said, God, may this cup pass from me. But he said, not my will, but let your will be done. He was obedient. He was not only obedient for himself, he was obedient for you and I. Amen. Because he don't want us to die and go to hell. Amen. He wants us to have a life meaning and purpose. The Bible says that he came so that we might have life and life more abundantly. Amen. That's the purposes of God. Not for us to be suffering, not for us to be drowning in sin and drunkenness and drug addiction in and out of prison. That's not the plan of God. That's the plan of the enemy. Amen. His plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. And it will happen if we allow it to. Amen. It's called free will. Praise the Lord. See, Jesus modeled obedience as a lifestyle, and we should do the same. Amen. See, Jesus had an attitude that was about other people when he walked this earth. Amen. The Bible tells us that Jesus willingly died for us. He didn't come on earth by force. He wasn't forced to. He wasn't pushed to. He came out of great love for us. Amen. Because he wants to do all that he can to help us to recognize him in our lives. Amen. Excuse me. Now, a time to recognize Jesus through death. You know, I believe this is a message that's timely. Amen. Like I said, one day we all going to leave earth, and the choices that we made, we're going to suffer the consequences or blessings. Amen. Allergy season. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I'm very grateful that God has given me another opportunity to build his kingdom and to do what's right. Amen. A lot of people has left this earth and went to be with the Lord. Amen. And some have left this earth and went to be with someone else. Amen. Which is the enemy. But we've been given a blessing to be able to have the freedom from the power of sin and death. A gift that none of us deserve. This is a gift that was given by God and God alone. Not by the education that we may have. Amen. The amount of money. The good looks. Amen. A lot of you out there don't have the good looks. Amen. Just kidding. Praise the Lord. It's by God's mercy and grace for his life, for his people. Amen. That's why when we get the opportunity to wake up in the morning, we must thank God with our life. Make right decisions. Amen. And like I said, serving God is a challenging thing to do. But by far, it's the greatest thing that you and I could do in our lives. Amen. We have what is Holy Ghost Thursdays, and I think it was Pastor Dan Titch, he made a point. He was saying, I wasn't doing no in my life. Amen. I'm just like him. I wasn't doing anything with my life, but messing things up and messing those that was around me up as well. Amen. And now that I have the opportunity to serve God, I want to keep my focus on him. Dying to myself, it's a blessing. It may, like I say, it may sound crazy, but I don't deserve it. But I'm doing it every day. Amen. And it's a challenge, you know, to die to self, but God give us the power and the strength to do so. Amen. Praise the Lord. So with that said, those that's here tonight, those that's logged on tonight, let's seize the moment. Let's take opportunity that God grants us on a daily basis to serve and to do the right thing. Amen. Because like I was saying, once the casket drops, that's it. No more recognizing Jesus. There's no more crying out to the Lord, Lord, help me, Jesus. No more of that. Can't do that no more. We made that decision. That's final. Amen. I could have died out there in my sin. I didn't grow up in church. Like I said, I didn't know anything. I didn't even know Jesus Christ even existed until I came to the things of God through Victory Outreach. Amen. It's a mind blower that he saved me and he rescued me. And I have the privilege and opportunity to lock arms with my pastors and with my leaders to build the kingdom of God. It's something that we shouldn't take lightly. Amen. Every day that God gives us life, no matter what position that we're in, whether you're a leader in the church or a member of the church, or you in the home, it's an opportunity and a prayer to serve God. It's called perspective. Amen. We just got to learn how to see things according to the word of God. Amen. Being in the home, it's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. It's a time where you can separate to get a hold of God, internalize the vision of the ministry of Victory Outreach, to learn how to serve God, to pray, and to do these spiritual things that's going to take us to that level that God wants us to be. Same thing in the church. We all got opportunity to get a hold of this vision, to get a hold of what God has for our lives. But we got to make that decision. We got to ask ourselves daily, what are we recognizing? Are we recognizing Jesus? Are we recognizing what he did within our lives? Or are we recognizing that fat paycheck? Come on, somebody. That man, that woman, amen. That fat car, that nice house, those clothes, jewelry, all those things that didn't save us and it's not going to save us, that like the Bible says, meaningless, amen. King Solomon had all those things. I mean, he had 300 concubines, 600 wives, horses, cattle, jewelry, all those things. And he came to that point in his life where he said, man, this stuff meaningless, man. It drove him away from God. He was the wisest man on earth. I think about that when I read, you know, the Bible when it comes to King Solomon. It tripped me out. He had all this wisdom. The Bible says he was the greatest. Out of all the people, he had the most wisdom on earth next to Jesus Christ. And yet he strayed away from the things of God. But it tells me wisdom is no good if we don't apply it. Amen. He made the observation. He said, yeah, it's meaningless. Like you said in the opening scripture, it's a time to be born and a time to die. Our elder, Pastor Ray Alaniz, would always say, it's a good day to die. And I believe so. Amen. A good day to die to self. Amen. Because one day we won't be able to die to self. It'd be too late. And you don't get mad at God making up excuses. When that day comes, the Bible said we will be in the front in the judgment seat of Christ. We'll be faced with Jesus Christ one day, face to face by ourselves. And when he asks us, how do you explain yourself about what you did? Ain't no excuse making. Just say, I messed up. That time too late. So let's take the time that we have here on earth right now to get it right. For those that's logged on tonight, I don't know you personally, I can't see you, amen, but the Lord can. You may be saved, praise God. You may not be saved, or you may have been saved at one point in time and you made some mistakes and you find yourself in a position that don't get God's attention and approval, amen. But God has mercy upon our lives tonight, amen. As you turn to the book of Jeremiah 29:11, as I get ready to bring it to a close, final thoughts. I know a lot of us here tonight, remember Jerry Springer at the end of his show used to have final thoughts? Well, Brother Jason Johnson has his final thoughts tonight as well. Jeremiah 29:11. Love this scripture. It's one of my favorite scriptures. When times get hard, when the enemy bombards my mind with thoughts, I remind myself of the promises of God. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. Amen. I have here my final notes. God has a plan for our lives. Death can bring an end to someone's purpose if done incorrectly. Getting ahead of God, doing things out of God's plan, out of God's timing, can stop the purpose of God for being done within our life and through our lives. Amen. But when death is done in the right way, it could bring to life God's purpose for our lives. That's what happened when God saved and set us free. It brought life to the purpose that God had within our lives. Amen. In closing, Romans 8, 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible reads, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good. With a condition, it says here, of those who love God. How many of us in the house of God love God? Come on, somebody. It says, and are called according to his purposes for them. Amen. I have here in my notes, it says, God is so good, he can even work out for our good death if we let him. If I were Christ, I would have died in my sin, I would have went to hell. And I know that for a fact. And I'm going to say this, and you may not even believe it, but I had a death experience many years ago before I got saved. Amen. And it's a fact. I seen my life flash from my eyes, and I found out where I was going to spend my life at. It was hell. Can't explain it more. It was deep. I wasn't saved, and it was an experience. My first experience I had with God, I didn't even know God existed. I didn't understand at the time. I was a good guy. I was a good guy. You hear that stuff all the time. I'm a good person. And once I got saved, no, I was not a good person. I was messed up. God revealed to me through his word, I was a sinful person. But I said it to say this, God brought me all the way. Even knowing that I had that experience, I still continue to live in sin. I still continue to live in disobedience. But it was only through God's mercy he brought me here tonight. To let me know that even through death, he could work out good. That's what he did. Now that I'm saved, I'm not going to hell. Amen. But the question is, for those that's logged on tonight, can you say the same thing? Can you say tonight, if you fall dead tonight, that you're going to heaven? See, that's a gray area we don't want to play with. You know, that's something I also think about when it comes to funerals. You know, where is this person at? The Bible said, make our election sure. We want to be sure that we're going to heaven. Not out of limb, not maybe, or I believe so. No, we don't want that. I know I don't for myself. I want to be sure. And the only way we are able to be sure is we make the right decisions to allow God to lead our lives and protect our lives from eternal life in hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. For those that's here tonight, if you can stand, and those that's logging, if you can stand to your feet tonight. Amen. Like I mentioned, I don't know who you are personally, those that log on tonight or where you logged on from. I want to thank you for logging on tonight. But we have to make a decision. Are we recognizing Jesus through this area of death? God giving us another opportunity to allow death pass us by, judgment of sin pass us by. For those that's logged on tonight, where are you at in your walk? Are you saved? Are you not saved? Or are you backsliding? You're straddling the fence? I want to encourage you to take this opportunity to repent and give your life to the Lord, or rededicate your life wherever you find yourself at tonight, because the Bible says, and it's clear, tomorrow is not promised. The Creator of all things is the only one that knows when you and I are going to die. It's serious stuff. We don't want to play with our time here on earth. No longer am I focusing on getting the big car, the nice house. I want those things. Oh, yeah, I want it. But I want it in God's timing. Because the light came on. I realized, man, the job, don't matter how much you make, God is bigger than that job. No matter about the car that I drive, God is bigger than that job, that car. What truly matters is how I'm spending my time while I'm here on earth. And that's the same for you as well. How are you spending your time? Are you pleasing God? A lot of us say amen, but if we go back to the Bible and the way we live, we'll answer that question clearly. I could truly say today that I'm pleasing God. Perfect? No. Not by far. I make mistakes. Oh, yeah. Say the wrong things. Amen. But God knows that I'm trying my best to please him, and that's what he honors. So if you find yourself here tonight, or those that's logged on at a place where you're not sure that you will go to heaven if you were to die tonight, I just want us to pray and allow God to either come into our life for the first time or come back into our lives. So if you could bow your heads tonight, and I want you to repeat after me. This one first is for those that's not saved. If you're not saved and you want to make sure that your eternal life will be spent with the Lord, repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I come to you by faith. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I also believe that you rose from the grave on the third day. Jesus, come into my heart as Lord and Savior of my life. Help me to recognize you all the days of my life. I thank you for allowing me to have the blessings of eternal life. Amen. Now I want to say a prayer for those that may need to rededicate their life to the Lord. Amen. If you bow your heads as well, and if you could pray after me and say, Jesus, I come to you to rededicate my life to you. I don't want to live this earth no longer without you. And I don't want to spend eternal life in hell. Come into my heart as my Lord and Savior of my life. I am rededicating my life to you, and I want you to use my life all the days I have here on earth. Hallelujah.